welcome. There is this intense contrast. I'm guessing you two are feeling streaks of horrible fear and suffering and streaks of profound beauty. You hear about what it's like in the emergency rooms in New York City and Northern Italy. My stepsister is a doctor outside of New York City. She said it's like they're preparing for war. And then far away from these hot spots and red zones, you read and hear about these beautiful insights. There's one message going around right now. It's called A Message from COVID-19 for Humanity. It's the most profound positive message I've read during the pandemic. I'm guessing some of you have read it and you've heard it, but it's worth bringing to a meditation. So I'd like to read that to you. A Message from COVID-19 for Humanity. Stop. Just stop. It is no longer a request. It is a mandate. We will help you. We will bring the supersonic high-speed merry-go-round to a halt. We will stop the planes, the trains, the schools, the malls, the meetings, the frenetic, furied rush of illusions and obligations that keep you from hearing our single and shared beating heart, the way we breathe together in unison. Our obligation is to each other, as it has always been, even though you have forgotten. We will interrupt this broadcast, the endless cacophonous broadcast of divisions and distractions, to bring you this long breaking news. We are not well. None of us. All of us are suffering. Last year, the firestorms that scorched the lungs of the earth did not give you pause, nor the typhoons in Africa, China, Japan, nor the fevered climates in Japan and India. You have not been listening. It's hard to listen when you're so busy all the time, hustling to uphold the comforts and conveniences that scaffold your lives. But the foundation is giving way, buckling under the weight of your needs and desires. We will help you. We will bring the firestorms to your body. We will bring the fever to your body. We will bring the burning, searing, and flooding to your lungs that you might hear. We are not well. Despite what you might think or feel, we are not the enemy. We are a messenger. We are ally. We are a balancing force. We are asking you to stop, to be still, to listen, to move beyond your individual concerns and consider the concerns of all, to be with your ignorance, to find your humility, to relinquish your thinking minds and travel deep into the mind of the heart, to look up into the sky, streaked with fewer planes, and see it, to notice its condition, clear, smoky, smoggy, rainy. How much do you need it to be healthy so that you may also be healthy? To look at a tree and see it, to notice its condition. How does its health contribute to the health of the sky, to the air you need to be healthy? To visit a river and see it, to notice its condition, clear, clean, murky, polluted. How much do you need it to be healthy so that you may also be healthy? How does its health contribute to the health of the tree, who contributes to the health of the sky, so that you may also be healthy? Many are afraid now. Do not demonize your fear, and also, do not let it rule you. Instead, let it speak to you in your stillness. Listen for its wisdom. What might it be telling you about what is at work, at issue, at risk, beyond the threats of personal inconvenience and illness? As the health of a tree, a river, the sky tells you about the quality of your own health, what might the quality of your health tell you about the health of the rivers, the trees, the sky, and all of us who share this planet with you? Stop. Notice if you are resisting. Notice what you are resisting. Ask why. Stop. Just stop. Be still. Listen. Ask what we might teach you about illness and healing, about what might be required so that all may be well. We will help you if you listen. Okay, so you hear that, you read that. Something about it just feels true. Even though we know it was written by a person, her name's Kristen Flintz, something about it feels true. But then you hear and read about the suffering of the people right now who are sick and dying. How dare I feel something positive when people all over the world are in our most sophisticated cities and the most advanced hospitals, they can barely breathe. I think the big question for every one of us, if you and I are lucky enough to come out of this with our health, how do you change? Because if we just revert back to the firestorms and the fevers and the flooding, you have to wonder if the next warning will be far more dire. An infectious disease expert said, this pandemic could actually be a lot worse. If it was a novel influenza pandemic, it would be far more deadly than a novel coronavirus. Again, the question, how are you going to emerge from this differently? Can you let appreciation seep into your bones, into your practices, into your business? Just as an example, I've been leading these daily meditations almost every day since 2017. There's always this push to figure out how to grow my business, how to reach more people. And to a certain extent, it kind of took away from the passion for each day, for every one of you who meditate with me. And now I feel this renewed connection to each of you who is listening, to the purpose of bringing peace of mind to anyone who needs it. I want to come out of this with a focus on what we are needed for rather than on what we need. Can you sit with that question today? What are you needed for rather than what you need? Can you start to have that conversation with yourself, with your family, with your coworkers and clients? So that when we feel and hear these streaks of beauty, like that message from COVID-19 for humanity, that we bask in that beauty, not in spite of other suffering, but in memory of their suffering, in honor of it. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. If you can, close your eyes. Can you stand in a streak of light? Can you feel that light on your skin? Can you feel that light in your breath? My favorite line from COVID-19 for humanity, we are messenger, we are ally. We are asking you to stop, to be still, to listen. Stop. Be still. Listen. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, stop. Be still. Listen. Thank you. your attention wandered, stop. Be still. Listen. Coming back to the moment. If you and I are lucky enough to emerge from this with our health, how are we going to be different? So that when we feel and hear these streaks of beauty, like the message from COVID-19 for humanity, that we bask in that beauty not in spite of other suffering, but in memory of it, in honor of their suffering. The big question, what are you needed for, rather than what do you need? What are you needed for, rather than what you need? And before you just fling out the answer, this is a time in everyone's life for reflection, for learning to stop, be still, listen. See you tomorrow. Peace.